Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane. Andrea Ferrier with us, as she is each week, to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much.
All right, and we've got some options here on both sides here. We have had some success with some adoptions here recently, but we still have some animals that are up for adoption.
Absolutely. I always feel compelled to thank everybody listening and the community members for being so supportive of the shelter. You know, we had animals, we were pretty full, had a lot of animals to talk about last week and have less this week, and that's always a good sign. So we just really want to thank you for all the work you do and for everybody in the community for supporting us. And that being said, there's more work that needs to be done. We currently have 3 dogs available for adoption right now. We talked last week about the little dogs. We have 2 more little dogs available. Bandy, about 5 years old. She's a Shih Tzu poodle mix. She would love to have a home where she could get a lot of love and attention. She's very, very much loves to give love and attention. Real friendly girl. And then we also have BB. She's about 5 years old. She's also a Shih Tzu poodle mix. A little more reserved, but certainly still very friendly. A very willing lap dog for somebody who wants to give love and attention. So if you're looking for a little dog, these 2 would be great separately, or they have lived together in the past, so they would be good to go together as well. That way they'd keep each other company too.
yeah, exactly. And a great option there. You know, sometimes maybe folks, that's what they're looking for. You never know. So there you go. You got 2 that have already had some familiarity with each other, and it might work out well for someone, we hope.
Yeah. We also have a Schnauzer. We fall in love, especially with some of these animals that come in. Husker has kind of stolen my heart. He's 6 years old, so he's a little bit of an older guy for a Schnauzer. He came in and he kind of needed a haircut, and he's a little bit overweight. It happens to all of us in middle age, you know. he's very sweet. He needs to be exercised, and he actually has diabetes, which is manageable in dogs as it is in humans. It's not terribly expensive. It's not terribly difficult. So this shouldn't be a deal breaker for somebody who's looking for a great, calm, middle-aged dog who's very friendly and loving and laid back and easygoing. So maybe you've got a soft spot for an animal that needs just a little bit of extra love and attention. Maybe that would be the one for you.
Well, and you know, never know. I guess maybe that matches up well with someone else that maybe experiences something like that themselves, and maybe that just kind of gets a good routine then for both of you. But yeah, like you said, don't let that be something that's going to scare you away from what could be a great pet for you.
Absolutely. He's got a lot of love to give.
All right, and we do have a couple of options here on the cat side, too.
Yep, I know last week we talked about the kittens that we've got. Mama cat's still doing a great job. We've got those other kittens that didn't have a mama. They're going to be available for adoption on the 17th of May. So they're just being as cute as can be, adorable roly-poly kittens. So get excited for this adoption. We're hoping to be able to adopt them all out very soon after the 17th. But we do have some adult cats. If you don't want to wait, we got some cats available right now. We have Sophie. She is 5 months old or so, nearly full size, but still got a little growing to do. She's tiger striped. She's really, really loving. She was found down by the food pantry in that area of town. She would just love to be somebody's best friend. She's got a lot of life. She's playful, but not quite as irritating as a young kitten can be, and needing attention, I guess I should say. So we've also got Max. Then he is a buff colored male, maybe a year or two old, still a very young cat, lots of love to give. He's self-reliant but still friendly. You know, he's not so laid back that he's going to ignore you, but he's also not going to be demanding attention all the time. We'd really like to find Max a good home also. And speaking of good homes, I wanted to let people know we have a cat that came in. She's a female. She's a black and white tuxedo cat is that what they call it. Possibly going to be a mama cat. Can't quite tell yet. But she was found, and she has a collar on. So we know somebody took the time to love her and care for her and put that collar on her. And I just want to get the word out there that if this is your cat, she's being very well cared for, but I'm sure she'd be happier at home. So if you've lost a black and white female cat with a collar on, we'd love to have you come down and reclaim her.
All right. Hopefully that rings a bell with somebody out there. And of course, always keep that in your frame of mind as well. If you do lose a pet in the area, a good place to start to check would be the shelter, because that's where a lot of folks either are going to, if they find them, are going to, you know, end up taking them to, or, you know, you guys yourselves going out and picking up those stray animals that are found. So it's a good place to start. You know, it sounds simple, but maybe something that slips your mind, just the obvious, you know, right away to go check the shelter first. So we hope folks do that and keep that in mind. And, of course, if you're looking for a pet yourself, then stop on down where they need to go.
Yeah, we're on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd. The hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30, or Saturdays from 8 to noon.
All right, and if folks are going to want some more information, they can always call. 243-2287 is the telephone number there, and they do have a answering machine that you can leave messages on if you would like them to get back to you at a certain time otherwise. And then also, you can find information out on the web. We put this program up on the web for you each week so that you can re-listen to it. And then you can also connect with the shelter directly in a couple places.
Yeah, if you're online, you can go to petfinder.com and type in Atlantic zip code. And, you know, social media is a great way to spread the word about things. So we'd really encourage you, if you're on Facebook and you haven't headed on over to our page and liked it, would you take a moment to do that? We can be found at Atlantic Animal Shelter on Facebook. And that's a great place to find out, ask questions, all kinds of resources for the shelter.
All right, so hope folks stop on by and take advantage of what's going on at the shelter. Andrew, thank you for your time here.
Absolutely, and when you go see the animals, make sure you tell them you heard about them on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.